Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're going to do a Survivor Series special because me and Will, we're going to our first WWE pay-per-view event tomorrow night at the Garden. We're going to go see a Survivor Series, and me and Will, we're really hyped up for this. We've been talking about this since last week, since the last couple months, actually.
Yeah.
So tonight, we're going to do something special for you guys. I'm going to play some of the greatest Survivor Series matches that I think that have ever greatest matches that we've ever seen at Survivor Series, and I'm going to play some clips, and we'll talk about them, and we'll also talk about the actual match itself tomorrow night. So let's get started. I'm going to count it down from 10 to number 1. I'm going to give you each Survivor Series match, and some details regarding them. And, Will, you could chime in anytime you want and
sure.
tell me your thoughts on each match. So let's start at number 10.
Number 10.
Keep doing that. I like that. Keep doing that. This is from the first Survivor Series. And, Will, do you know when the first Survivor Series was? What year?
1988, I believe.
Close. 1987. Mm. 1987 was his first Survivor Series, and the first traditional match, it featured Team Hogan versus Team Andre. And Hogan's team, if I remember correctly, it was Hulk Hogan, Bam Bam Bigelow, Paul Orndorff, and Don Morocco, and Ken Patera. On Andre the Giant's team, it was Andre, One Man Gang, King Kong Bundy, Butch Reed, and I think Rick Rude was on the team also. But I think Hogan was eliminated sometime early in the match. I don't know what happened. And the last two men standing in the ring of that Survivor Series match was Andre the Giant and Bam Bam Bigelow. So let me play that match, and I'll come for you right now. It's number 10. Andre, Team Andre versus Team Hogan. So, of course, you know, back in those days in the 80s, you always had to end a pay-per-view event with Hulk Hogan in the ring, you're playing
yes.
to the crowd, showing the championship belt, and this is just another moment where Andre the Giant pinned Bam Bam Bigelow to become the sole survivor, and then Hulk Hogan comes out from the dressing room with the belt and attacks Andre, and, you know, Hulk Hogan stands alone in the ring by himself as a sole survivor, even though he didn't win the match.
hogging the spotlight.
Hogging the spotlight. Exactly. So that's number 10.
So recap. Andre hit somebody with the Bam Bam with the title, or was it the other way around?
No, Bam Bam and Andre were the last two men standing.
Right.
And Andre pinned Bam Bam Bigelow, so he won the match. They were, you know, they were the last two survivors, but Andre pinned him to become the sole survivor, and then Hulk Hogan, who was eliminated earlier, he comes out from the back and hits Andre with the belt, attacks him afterwards. After the match is over, exactly. And then Hulk Hogan stands in the ring, playing to the crowd, and you hear his music playing in the background. So
that's kind of heelish.
Fans didn't think so back then. So.
Yeah. No.
It was Hulk Hogan. I mean, you know, he's a real American hero back then. So.
Yep.
But in this match I'm about to play, this is number 9.
Number 9.
Undertaker versus Hulk Hogan. And this is when This is a very underrated Survivor Series match. It doesn't get much due compared to some of the other Survivor Series match, but this match actually made Undertaker into one of the big superstars, the biggest superstars that he is today. His first championship match, and
1991
Survivor Series. So
and funny thing is that's his 1 year anniversary in the
exactly.
business because he debuted in 1990.
Yeah, but unfortunately he won't be there tomorrow night. So
yep.
This was his first Survivor Series and his first title match. So let me play the clip for you from that match and also the outcome. Okay, so Undertaker won the match, but he did get a little help here. As you heard, Ric Flair came in, brought a chair into the ring when the referee wasn't looking, and he put the steel chair in the ring, and Undertaker had Hogan in the Tombstone Piledriver maneuver at that point, and he Tombstone Hogan right onto the chair upside down, and Undertaker won the match and won the championship title, his first WWE championship title. That was Survivor Series 91. And, you know, that's a great match. You know, a lot of people, they don't remember the match or they don't even rate it as the top 10. But I think that's one of the greatest Survivor Series matches you'll ever see.
I'll definitely have to take a look at that match for sure.
Yeah, and it's Undertaker. Undertaker, his first win, his first championship win and,
yep.
Against the mighty Hulk Hogan. Even though, you know, Undertaker was a heel and he needed some help to be Hogan, you know. His first title at Survivor Series. So, and it's unfortunate that we're not going to see him tomorrow. It would have been good to see him as, you said this was his 20th anniversary. It would have been his 20th anniversary. 21st.
Because he debuted in, actually it would have been the 20th anniversary of him.
It would have been
20th,
yeah.
Because
91.
The title against Hogan.
Right.
But he debuted in 90. And 91 would have been the 20th anniversary of his
right, you're right.
Him being Hogan.
Right, because 90th, that was his first Survivor Series. But he didn't really fight. He just entered the ring, I think, right? Or something?
I think he was in, what's his name? I think he was in Million Dollar Man's tag team.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was like a special, he was a last, because at that point they didn't know who was going to be the wrestler. It was like an anonymous member of the team. Then that's when he made his debut at that Survivor Series 90. But yeah, you are right about that. But nonetheless, that was a great match at number 9. We're going to move on to number 8. Number
8,
Will?
Oh, yes. I was busy listening to you.
Number 8, it's going to be another Undertaker match. Undertaker versus Yokozuna. At WWE Survivor Series 1994, and the events leading up to this was early that year at the Royal Rumble, Undertaker and Yokozuna had a Royal Rumble match, had a casket match, and several superstars had to actually help Yokozuna bury Undertaker in a casket, and Undertaker was buried alive, and he on the Titantron, he said he would come back. He said that
in
the casket.
I remember that. Right.
And so for a period there, they had a fake Undertaker in WWE, you know, beating wrestlers and pretending like he was a real Undertaker. But then the real Undertaker showed up, and he fought the fake Undertaker at SummerSlam 94, and he beat the fake one. So So this real Undertaker went to avenge his loss to Yokozuna at Royal Rumble, and he challenged him to another casket match at the Survivor Series. And I'm going to play this clip from you from Survivor Series 1994, and Chuck Norris was like the special enforcer this time to prevent any superstars from coming in the ring and helping Yokozuna this time around. So let me play that match, and I'll play the outcome. Alright, so there you go. So Undertaker buried he put the Yokozuna in a casket, and Yokozuna was the one who ended up being buried this time. And the audio was a little low. Did you get to hear it a bit?
No, I didn't really get a chance to hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
sure, listeners probably could have heard maybe.
Yeah, it was a little low. Sorry about that. It's freaking YouTube. But in case you didn't hear it, Undertaker put Yokozuna in the casket. And so he won that. He avenged his loss at Royal Rumble 94 and beat the fat-ass Yokozuna. All right, so I'm going to move on to number 7 right now. And this might be a little low, too. But I hope it's not too low. It was it's a Bret Hart match versus Shawn Michaels at Survivor Series 1992. And before the Montreal Screwjob and WrestleMania 12... No, this match is up there. I would say this is in the top three of the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels matches.
Nice.
And Bret Hart just won the title the month before by beating Ric Flair, who was a champion. And he makes his first.
Title defense.
Yeah, title defense, pay per view title defense. And he defends it against his Shawn Michaels, one of his rivals, who he had battles with. When Bret Hart had the Intercontinental belt and when they were tag teams, the Rockers versus the Hart Foundation. So,
right.
In their first pay-per-view individual match is Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels at Survivor Series 1992. And this comes at number 7.
I have never seen anything like this.
Thanks for having me. Let me get this straight.
I don't know what WWE is.
Santa Claus celebrate with Bret Hart.
Here's what happened. So Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart's on the floor. Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels tries to do a flying leg drop off the top rope, but Bret Hart moves out of the way, and Bret Hart gets up and puts him in a sharpshooter to win the match. And then Santa Claus comes in the ring and gives Bret Hart a Santa hat, and then it starts snowing out of nowhere.
I've never seen that match yet.
I was like, I don't know what the hell WWE was thinking at that point.
Man, it was even Christmas. Well, I guess that was the closest pay-per-view event they had to Christmas. Up into that point, I suppose. I mean,
but before that, I mean, that was a great match. Besides the Santa Claus coming in the snow and all that celebrating stuff, but it's one of the, I put that in the top three Bret Hart Shawn Michaels matches of all time, man. With the
so Bret pretty much made him tap to the sharpshooter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You made him tap to the sharpshooter, and then you heard Santa coming out and celebrating with Bret in the ring. So that's a great match, and you know that's one of the matches I'll be on that new Bret Hart Shawn Michaels DVD.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to even more.
Yeah, that, especially that moment.
I had no idea. I would have been like, what the? When I saw that,
this man seemed really hyped. Like, oh, look who's coming out!
It probably was his idea all along.
All right, let's move on to number six here.
Number six.
This was a tournament match for the WWE title. It's Survivor Series 1998.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The Rock versus Mankind. And one of these two wrestlers were going to be, people suspected one of these two were going to turn heel and join Vince McMahon's corporation. But the person they thought was going to join Vince McMahon, I guess they were wrong. I don't know. I guess it was 50-50, you know.
Because Mankind was, at that time, he was affiliated with Vince McMahon, even though
right, exactly.
He was a good guy, but he you know, he was being tricked by Vince McMahon. And at that time, Rock finally turned to face after leading the Nation of Domination.
Right,
so.
Exactly. But there was a dramatic turn of events at this Survivor Series 1998, so let me play it for you.
He's hanging on for a little bit longer, but how much longer? Did Mr. Zacco further down in there?
Thank you.
that Vince McMahon didn't screw the people tonight. The people screwed the people.
These fans are stoked.
And you can also believe that each and every one of you are just as pathetic and gullible as mankind.
Whoa.
I'll be happy to elaborate a great deal more tomorrow night. However, one other thing, and that is I would like to publicly state on behalf of the McMahon family that we are so proud here tonight for a number of reasons. One of them is because tonight Stone Cold was utterly, totally, royally screwed in this very ring.
Sickening.
And if there's one man who has any more contempt for Stone Cold other than myself and all of you, it has to be the man who absolutely loathes and detests each and every one of you, and that is The Rock.
The Rock! Fans don't want to believe it.
I congratulate you, Rock, and Shane. Shane, Academy Award performance. Thank you.
So there you go. There's Rock. He was in on the planet all along. He joined the family, the Vince McMahon Corporation. So he became the corporate champ at that time.
And that was the two-year anniversary of his debut at the Survivor Series in 96.
Yeah, and we will be seeing him tomorrow when he teams up with John Cena versus Awesome Truth. And again, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was a great Survivor Series as well.
Yeah, that was a great one. So moving on to number five, this is another underrated match, and this was a great rivalry. It's Stone Cold versus Bret Hart at Survivor Series 1996, and this is number five. Did I say number four?
No, it's number five.
Okay, this is the number five match of all time.
Number five.
To try to slap himself and try to shake the cobwebs loose. What a competitor.
Well, this
the hitman Bret Hart has met his match, JR.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you something.
I don't know.
Austin, I don't know what they're going to. What do you got to do to beat this man? Wait a minute. There's $1 million breeze.
Yes. Form of a sleeper on the point of Bret Hart. Let's see what the hitman can do. Watch his back.
There you go at number five. And what happened in that match, at the end of that match, was Stone Cold tried to put Bret Hart in the $1 million dream, you know, that sleeper hold that he used to do.
When he was the ringmaster.
Yeah, when he was the ringmaster. And Bret Hart reversed it and reversed it. And what he did was, like, he got close to the ropes and, like, kicked
like
off the rope.
Yeah,
exactly. And he ended up getting Stone Cold's shoulders to the mat and pinning him. And that was one of the greatest Survivor Series matches and one of the greatest Steve Austin Bret Hart matches you will ever see.
Oh, yeah.
There was another match where he put Stone Cold in a sharpshooter, but Stone Cold never quits. Stone Cold is bleeding.
That's WrestleMania 13.
That's another great one.
Oh, yeah.
That's another great Bret Hart Stone Cold match. But this one is up there.
Yep.
All right, so we're doing some overtime here. So let me play
number four.
And it's going to be another Bret Hart match. It's going to be Bret Hart versus Diesel at Survivor Series 1995. And These two, they fought before that year. They fought at Royal Rumble. Actually, they fought earlier that year at Royal Rumble 95. But the match was a draw because Shawn Michaels and Jeff Jarrett and Owen kept interfering in the match, so the referees finally called the match. And at that time, Diesel was a champion, and Bret Hart was a contender, but Bret Hart didn't get the chance to win the belt because the match was called a draw. So this was a rematch. And Diesel loses his anger, loses his he gets really angry after the match, and you'll see why.
No, that's a wise decision. Hurrah! Wait a minute! I can't believe it! He did it! Whoa! Oh my! Hey, wait a minute! Oh, wait a minute here! Come on!
It was kind of low, but did you get to hear that one?
I didn't really hear what the heck happened, but I heard Diesel.
Okay, well, what happened is, you know, Bret Hart rolled him up, did a roll-up, scoop, and pinned him. Diesel, well, Bret Hart was pretending he had an injury, and Diesel was going to go for the jackknife, but then Bret Hart, out of nowhere, rolled him up for the pin. And then Diesel got real angry and powerbombed him, or jackknifed him twice. And the referees came in to stop it, but Diesel beat the shit out of them. And that's when Diesel turned back to heel that night, and he lost the title to Bret. So, that's
hopefully,
another great match.
Hopefully he didn't box that promo.
You didn't hear. But let's count down. So we're at number three, and this was a... I didn't hear that number three. Well, did you say it?
Yes, number three.
This was a six-man's table match at Survivor Series 2002. It featured the Dudley Boys, not D-Von and Bubba, but Bubba and Spike, because I guess D-Von was on SmackDown, so he couldn't compete in this one. This was on your Raw event, I guess.
Yeah, and I think he changed his gimmick to Brother Ray.
Right.
What? Deacon Batista, but not the same Batista as everybody knows.
Did he? I'm not sure on this one, because something surprising happens at the end. And so it's Spike and Bubba versus the 3-minute warning with
Rosie and Jamal.
Rosie and Jamal, and versus the Hardy Boys. So let me play that match, and this is the number three match of all time in Survivor Series history. Alright, did you hear that one? That was kind of low also, these fucking YouTube videos.
They hit 3D.
Yeah, they hit 3D, so D-Von came out at the end, surprisingly, and he helped Bubba, and they gave Rico of the who was a third man, part of that third man in warning, and they gave him the 3D onto the table.
Oh, Rico from this was after the Billy and Chuck one.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So they gave him the 3D and onto the table, and they won that match, and that is one of the greatest tag team matches in Survivor Series history. Six man table match. And that was at, you know what arena that was at? That 2002 Survivor Series?
Repeat that.
Do you know what arena that Survivor Series 2002 was?
MSG.
At MSG, yes. At MSG. So now we'll be back there this year. So let me move along because, we're running out of time. Only 10 extra minutes left.
And two more to go.
Yes. Number two, this is the first ever Elimination Chamber match at Survivor Series 2002. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Booker T, Rob Van Dam, Kane, and Jericho. And I think Triple H had the title here, right?
Hey, I believe so.
Yes, and
Número dos.
Yes, and the two people standing in the ring are, believe it or not, the DX members, Shawn and Triple H.
Yep.
That was an Elimination Chamber match, and of course you heard that, and Shawn Michaels won the match.
Yep.
He pinned Triple H, and afterwards there was a huge celebration with confetti coming down. And
that was his first World Heavyweight title, his first WWE Heavyweight title since 1998.
You're right, that was the World Heavyweight title. I thought it was a WWE Championship, but it was the World Heavyweight Championship that I see here.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was his first World Heavyweight title there, and that's one of the greatest matches you'll ever see in that first ever Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah, and I hope number one is one of my personal favorites, but we'll see.
Yeah, the match even longer to see, Rock versus Shawn Michaels, which may never happen.
No. I'm talking about your number one choice for this Survivor Series top 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, here's my number one.
Number one.
Number one, it's a tie. It's between Survivor Series 94 and Survivor Series 95. I'll break it into one half, 1.0 and 1.1, I guess. 1.0, it's Survivor Series 1994. It's the Teamsters versus the Bad Guys. It features Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon. Actually, the Teamsters were the Shawn Michaels, Diesel, Owen Hart, and Jim the Neidhart, and Double J. And the Bad Guys featured Razor Ramon, 123 Kid, British Bulldog, and who was the last man? I think it was Lex Luger. Yeah, and Diesel happened to eliminate most of the Bad Guys. The only Bad Guy left was Razor Ramon, and nobody on the Teamsters were eliminated. And this is what happened at the end. Diesel tagged in Shawn Michaels to come and kick Razor Ramon's ass, who was lying down on the floor. And Shawn Michaels was Diesel propped Razor Ramon up for Shawn Michaels to give him a super kick, but then Shawn Michaels accidentally super kicked Diesel when Razor Ramon moved out of the way, and then Diesel got mad at Shawn Michaels, and that's when their friendship and relationship became rattled and broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Has been jackknifed by him, and here comes Shawn Michaels.
Right, so Razor Ramon having to win the match after he was the only one left on his team, because the Teamsters, they were chasing Diesel outside the ring, who was chasing Shawn Michaels because he was furious with Shawn Michaels, who super kicked the man. They all got counted out, and Razor Ramon won the match.
And they had a 5-1 lead.
And they blew it. All right.
Oh my God.
So this is the one half of the other match. This is a Survivor Series 95. This was a wild card match. It featured Shawn Michaels' team. He had Ahmed Johnson, British Bulldog, who was a heel at the time, and I think Owen was on his team, versus Razor Ramon's team, Psycho Sid, 123 Kid, and I forget the other person. I think the other person was Dean Douglas. You know, it was a team mixed with bad guys and good guys. First time they ever did that. So the last few people was Shawn Michaels, Yokozuna, Ahmed Johnson, Owen Hart, and British Bulldog. But let me play it real quickly here. You know what? We're running out of time, so I won't get to play it. If you want to check out more of that match, you could just go to Survivor Series 1995 and type in wild card match. Sorry, we took a lot of time here, you know, but I had to play those clips. So I hope you enjoyed the greatest Survivor Series matches, and I will see you next week. Will, you want to say anything?
Check out the special edition of Sports Urban Legend. It's at 6:30 special time. We're going to be previewing the Survivor Series and talking.